Warning, this episode includes content that some listeners may find disturbing, including explicit language, graphic horror descriptions, and intense themes. Please see the show notes for more details. Listener discretion is advised. Up to your nuts and guts. Welcome back, Legends, to episode 5 of Up to Your Nuts and Guts. I'm super excited to be here again with the legendary Clara Helms. Clara, how are you going?
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm doing really well. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Last week, we had the wonderful Craig Power, who talked to us about supernatural and ghost hunting. And today, we have a really good friend of yours who's been in a few of your films, but we'll get to her a little bit later. Yep. Firstly, I did want to mention, because I'm half American, it's actually Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah?
I didn't know that, but sometimes I thought you actually spoke with a little bit of an accent. I was kind of like, what's
Car,
going on there?
Hair. Yeah. So much of it. But it's Thanksgiving.
So you're half American. Hang on. I know it's Thanksgiving, but let's go back for a second. So does that mean you have a visa for both countries?
I have a passport for both countries.
Passport.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Need a
passport.
Visa. I just waltzing in and waltzing out.
fucking whatever. And what do you think of Trumpy, mate? You excited?
I know not to talk about politics and religion. Let's
that's it. Let's move on. Move the fuck on. So you said that it's Thanksgiving, is it?
It is. And so I just did want to take a moment to ask you, what are you thankful for today? Have a little bit of a mushy start to our episode before we get into some really gruesome stuff.
Well, let's start with you then. What are you thankful for? I'd like to hear what you're thankful for.
Well,
first,
if we're going to be mushy, let's go. I'm grateful for this podcast because I get to work with a friend and it is so much fun. And I'm grateful for the fact I've got a really busy December full of lots of singing gigs and then I'm going home to Perth. So that would
Very
be me.
Cool. Very cool.
What about you?
What am I thankful for? I got to stop playing with shit on my desk. That's what I got to do. Look, I think I'm obviously thankful for a lot of stuff. It's obviously the podcast. I'm loving the podcast. I'm love doing this with you. You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, obviously my kids. You know, like they're just amazing. And sometimes they shock you or piss you off, but you're still thankful that, you know, they're part of your life. And
but you love.
I think
them
I'm
anyway.
Just thankful for everything. I've been very blessed. I've been looking through today because of our guest that's coming on soon. All old photos, and I thought I'd lost so much of this stuff when my hard drives went.
I saw some of these today. It is incredible. Yeah. You used to play NFL, right? NFL?
Well, I went over to America to try out for the NFL. I've done so much in my life. It's crazy.
Incredible.
I went over to the 49ers. That's a whole nother podcast. That's a whole nother story.
But you were on the front cover of a magazine too, where you're,
lots of different ones and, wearing all this stuff and, you know, the gear and,
You've had such an eclectic life.
I really have. And you wouldn't, I can't really imagine how lucky. Well, I wouldn't say how lucky I've been. I mean, I worked hard for everything. Yeah. Like everything I've ever done, I've worked hard.
You pursued
But I just
things.
Think that I did. I always thought that I was born to do something. I don't know what it is. So I'm just thankful, I guess, if we're going to be thankful, I'm thankful for the fact that I've never been afraid to try, get out there, have a go and, you know, sort of try and accomplish shit. So I'm just thankful that I'm a crazy motherfucker. I think that's it. You know,
we can take a page out of your book for sure. Maybe not Ed.
Well,
but
actually there's a few pages out there, lads. If you read it, your woman will be very happy. I think we all have a lot to be thankful for, but definitely the number one thing for me is my kids.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
But, you know, like today where, you know, obviously that's, an American thing that we're supporting because you're half American.
Yeah, but it's such a nice universal thing. A lot of people practice that, gratitude thing of writing down a few things every day to be grateful for. And I know you're not into that mushy kind of things, but I think everyone can relate to the concept of Thanksgiving or a gratitude day. So
absolutely.
It's nice to give a shout out to that half of my side of my lineage, but
of her side.
On which side?
You know, over there in the US. I hope they're listening right now on their Thanksgiving.
My uncle has just figured out how to use social media, and so he is watching, which is very cool.
He's watching what, Pornhub?
Oh, my Lord, no.
No? Sorry.
Anyway, so moving on.
So
you've been going through a lot of things. That's a whole
other level of social media, that Pornhub.
That's not social media. But you've been going through a lot of old photos and content getting ready. I was trying to get friend
requests on there.
Shush, no waffling about Pornhub.
All right, moving on. Yes, I was going through a lot of old stuff.
Yes.
I have, and I found some great photos because the towers that we had when I shot The Dark Side Down Under had all my kids' photos, so much stuff on it, and that all crashed and I lost everything.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, I'm like, and they're still trying to get it back like a year and a half later.
Oh,
but I dug out all these smaller hard drives that I had, like 2 terabytes and stuff, and I started finding all photos from football, from when I had my motorcycle business, to obviously our guest today, and kids' photos that I thought I'd lost.
Oh,
so I'm thankful that I actually backed something up for a fucking change, you know?
Oh, that reminds
me. So I'm definitely thankful for that. Yeah, if guys out there, back this shit up. Like, that's back it up. Well, I don't know about that, but back it up. You know, that's the beep noise you're going to hear every time I swear or say something. That's Clara's beep. Do a beep for us, Clara. Ready? I'm going to say something awful in 3, 2, 1.
Beep.
Motherfucker. Yeah, okay, it works. But, guys, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed Craig's last week because that was really cool. And, Clara, one of the things that was kind of trippy about him, I mean, I love Craig. We've done a lot of stuff together. Mm. But how do you feel about all this Men in Black stuff, like coming and knocking on his door? What was your thoughts on that? How are you feeling? And I'd like to hear what the audience thinks as well. Guys, in the comments, let us know what you guys think about this. Do you believe in the Men in Black, aliens, fucking ghosts, whatever? But, Clara, what do you think about
it? I think what really, I guess, gave me goosebumps is, you know, he's a family man. He's got 2 young kids and that situation of his safety. And that's what, I guess, more got to me is his feeling of being unsafe, that people are watching him, and that's kind of creepy. So obviously, not having been in that situation, it's harder to relate.
There's somebody outside your window right now watching you.
It's my cat.
And in black. It's my cat. Of course it's your fucking cat. Yeah.
I loved the X-Files as a kid, actually. Mulder. Oh my God.
Okay. I believe in everything. I really do. The Loch Ness Monster, ghosts.
How is it possible? Well, because you can. Some things are juxtaposed, though.
No, I believe. Like, are you saying you don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster? There have been dinosaurs roaming the earth. Why could it not be real?
Aliens.
Do we really think that we're the only motherfuckers in the universe? No, we're not. We can't be, right? We're not that lucky. So, what I find a little bit sort of, well, I don't know if I find it hard to believe, but like falling asleep in your jocks on the couch and then waking up, down the road or something.
That
and
was incredible.
That was trippy. It's like, you know, sometimes it's, you know, like, fuck, like, you know. Look, I don't know, but what I do know is that guy is a phenomenal paranormal researcher. He loved it. Well, I don't know if he still does, but he loved doing it. Mm. So I believe that he's obviously pissed off a few people along the way. I mean, I have, and I haven't even, you know.
Fucking, no one's looking in your window. Today,
most likely. Well, I don't know. I've got the curtain shut right now. And if they are, it's with a big fucking knife or something. But it was definitely interesting. And I think that's what I love about our little podcast. Someone wrote to me today as well, watching it, and they said they love all the different guests that we're bringing on and what we're doing. And let's just continue with that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, each
They're
week, give
so
them something new.
They're so eclectic and different.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And not everybody's going to be like, you know, famous or whatever. We just want, like we said at the start, we want everyday people, you know.
With interesting stories.
With interesting stories. Yeah. And that brings us to our guest this week, which is Jess Taylor. I was going to say young Jess Taylor because I've known
You've
her for a long
ages,
time. But
haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, like 15, 18 years, something like that. And I'm bringing Jess on, guys, because there's a lot of people have been asking me about the movies. Like, when are you going to talk a little bit about your movies and stuff like that? And I thought, well, you know what? Jess was in my very first movie, Come and Get Me. And then later on, she appeared, you know, in a couple of the other ones. And I figured,
The Possessed.
Yeah. Like she got around and, she's going to love that I said that she didn't, she didn't get around. Right. But, she got onto the films. But the cool thing is that we have some amazing stories from the first film and a lot of shit that fucked up and stuff that happened.
Mm.
And Jess, I think she's a fun, you know, person, human. She's just so, just a bundle of joy. But I believe that she's like the one that got away in the acting world because she was so fucking good.
Yeah, well.
So good. But she never chased it. She never did anything. So some people don't want to do it. Yeah. You know, some people like doing it for a little bit of fun. But we're going to find out today why she didn't fucking chase it. Like, what was the problem? Did I fuck her up that much in the first movie?
Probably.
She went, I'm out. Yeah. I'm not me. Well,
it's all your fault.
It's all my fault.
People always have to blame
someone. Guys. Well, and it's always fucking the director, right? But look, on that note, I'm going to throw a few little clips up on the screen. And when we come back, Clara, you're going to meet Jess for the first time. Audience out there, those that have seen Come and Get Me, you know who she is. Kate. You remember the scene. I'll put some clips up on the screen now of what happened to Kate in Come and Get Me. Viewer discretion right now, guys. I've got to be honest. If you're watching this, please understand this is graphic. It's gory. If you want to turn off now, turn off.
What do you think of this one, Kate? It's a fucking beauty, isn't it? I've got to admit, it's a bit of a personal favourite of mine. Round here, we call him Pinhead.
This interview is proudly brought to you by Goetia Horror Clothing. Goetia awakens the power of the inner self. Summon it.
Welcome back, guys. I would love to introduce you to the amazing, the talented, the pain in my ass 15 years ago, Jess Taylor. Jess, welcome to Up to Your Nuts and Guts and meet Clara for the first time.
Well, nice hey. Meeting you. Nice meeting you.
Thanks for coming on our show.
No problem. No
I've
problem.
Heard wonderful
Thanks for having
things
me.
About you.
Lies.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, the wonderful things were a little bit of bullshit, but that's all right. And just for the audience out there, I had to say to Jess multiple times that we can't say the C word, all right? We are literally going to be on our best behavior, all right? Best behavior throughout this whole
cake,
podcast.
Cookies.
Mildly.
Cats, cake, yeah,
crayons.
Whatever. Crayons.
Clara.
Oh, crayon face.
Imagine if everyone started okay. placing. Anyway.
Look, see, now I'm starting to think
see,
about
you
saying,
shouldn't have brought us
oh,
together.
Now we got to beep it out. Oh, my God.
That was
you.
Got
it
off
my chest. You just did that on purpose.
I did just to get it out there, just to say to Jess that I can and you can't. So, but Jess, welcome to Up to Your Nuts and Guts. As you know, this is a new podcast that we've been doing, and you're lucky episode 5. And it's also Thanksgiving in America today, Jess. So
isn't
I guess before we go any further, Clara, should we ask her what she's thankful for?
We should, yes. Jess, what are you thankful for today?
Oh, gosh. Well, firstly, thankful for being part of this because that's pretty damn awesome. Otherwise, I am thankful for the fact that I got out of cooking dinner tonight because I had to do this.
Let's hope it's something cool. Nice.
So, no, Puppy's cooking, mate. It's Macca's. Oh, no,
bangers and mash, mate.
Oh,
bangers and mash.
Fuck. I could totally go some bangers and mash right now.
Yeah, I had to make the gravy before I came in here.
I bet you did.
Wow.
Yep.
See?
Yep.
She could have been a famous fucking actress, but she's making gravy.
Hey, start small, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you did with Come and Get Me. So,
what?
But we're also very thankful for having you on the show as well. And the one thing that we love about this show is, as we go along is interviewing and talking to random people like yourself that have had some crazy life, like, you know, done, you know, acting or had a horror story or whatever. And we've got a few to tell along this journey anyway. So what normally happens to Jess, just for you, is Clara's got a list of questions that she'll ask. Feel free, be as honest. If there's something you don't want to answer, you just say, look, I don't want to talk about that or whatever, but I think you'll be all right. No.
Pretty vanilla.
Pretty vanilla.
It's pretty straightforward, but have fun and, you know, sit back for the next 45 minutes, shoot the shit, and let's see how we go. So, Clara, let's get into it straight away because, well, actually, no, before we do, I better tell the audience. So, I met Jess a long time ago, and we will talk about how we met.
A long time ago,
as we go along, she was just wild, crazy young chick that came and helped out with some stuff. But from there, we ended up doing a movie together, which was my first movie. And I remember Jess, back when I had my horror business and my motorcycle business, things weren't going too good back then. And I decided I was going to close the doors and become a movie maker. I knew nothing about making movies, but I'm just going to go on and make a movie. And I want to use this podcast as a little bit of an education thing for filmmakers out there that want to get their first movie made. And the shit that we went through, Jess, making Come and Get Me.
Yeah, it was a wild ride.
It was a wild ride. And hopefully it inspires them, because obviously from Come and Get Me, we're now, you know, the Possessed and Universal, Shudder, all these different distributors later. So, you know, you can do it. But I met Jess back then, and I knew right then and there was something special about this chick. And we went and made Come and Get Me together. And still today, all these years later, I love you to death. I do love you. And
oh, I love you too, Christopher.
You're like the one that got away, to be honest. And I'm not talking about relationships, guys. I'm talking about from an actress point of view. And Clara's an actress as well. But Jess, you had a gift. And again, we'll talk about it, but you never followed through. So, Clara, we're going to start with the questions. Then we're going to get to a little bit of that emotional, let's push some buttons and see what we can get out of her. But what's question number one?
So
that I don't give too much away yet.
Yeah, you've obviously known Chris a really long time, but I believe you first met him on a shoot for Aussie Gore. What was your first impression of Chris?
I thought he was wild.
He still is.
Yeah, he still is. I was like, this dude's awesome. He owns a horror museum and he's got a motorbike shop. So we had like, we originally started doing it as like a promotional thing for Pit Boss because Chris had the motorbike shop. So we came in and we did.
For those out there that might not know, Jess, so Pit Boss, my business partner at the time, Peter, and I invented the mini bike, the Pit Boss. So anyone out there that knows what a Pit Boss is, I'm the guy that helped invent the Pit Boss.
You were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, back to what you were saying, Dom.
And we did, like, a promotional car wash there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
– fuck, I remember that. I got in so much trouble for that.
Yeah,
was it
I remember that.
Car wash? Not,
it was.
It was, but we were also – well, still a little bit classy. We were all running around in, like, these little red mini skirts and these singlets with the big – because it had the big Pit Boss finger on the back because it wouldn't be true Chris form without the rude finger, right?
Yeah. Which it did, yep.
Yes, yes. So we were repping that. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we got talking about how Chris does this gore fest.
Wow.
So that was in the horror museum, which he also owned next door. So he was like, do you guys...
Sorry, Jess, again for the audience. So not only do we have Pit Boss for all the motorbikes, we had a horror shop, and then upstairs we had a haunted museum with all props from all over the world. People would go in there and we had grown men run out of there and run into doors knocking themselves out. It was pretty fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
It was scary. It was really scary in there, yeah.
I was responsible for some of those.
The men running
and
away.
She was not wearing makeup, guys. This was just Jess.
It was this. That's what did it.
You're beautiful.
Sweet.
In a scary way.
In a scary
but I do remember, were you one of the ones that made that big, you look like this big, like, Viking guy with, like a flat top, like Ivan Drago out of Rocky, ran down the stairs, guys. There was a sliding door. He forgot to open the door, hit the fucking door.
No.
The door flew off. Yeah, this is for real. He was, like, nearly knocked out cold, Jess. You remember that?
Yeah,
and,
I do.
Can you take credit for that, Jess?
He was scared from being in there.
I actually can. So I actually scared a few people to the point. I made a dude. He was walking through with his girlfriend and he screamed and went up the wall like this. And
oh,
I was like,
oh,
that's a bit embarrassing. Hope it wasn't a first date.
Yeah.
But I was
waste
sitting
her time.
In...
You saved
her. Yeah, that's right. He's not for me. Yeah.
Because yeah, no. Chris did all of our 100%. Chris did all of our special effects makeup. So we looked we looked messed up. I had this shard of glass sticking in my neck and I just had blood and everything everywhere. And I sat in the cupboard at the top of the stairs so I could see when people were coming out with their torches because it was pitch black.
That's what we gave. So, Clara, we gave them like a tiny little torch. The battery was half flat so that they could hardly see anything. And it was one torch per group.
Yeah.
So if there was three or four or five of them, they had one little torch to get up there. And, like, yeah, it was – there was a lot of gore.
It was terrifying, but it was so fun on our end. So
why did you
fun.
Ever stop this profession? It seems perfect for you.
I don't know.
Yeah. I actually do miss the shops and stuff. Like when I had Pit Boss, because for those, again, the audience out there, I had Pit Boss in Australia on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. I had a store in Palm Springs. But I loved the horror. I started getting into the horror. And it was actually when I had Pit Boss in the Haunted Museum, that's when I decided to make my first movie, because I've met some local filmmakers who'd come there. Facebook was sort of early days then, and I was recording myself spending the night in the Haunted Museum to see if it was, you know, if there was any ghosts. Oh. That's when I met these local filmmakers and decided, you know what, I'm going to fucking make a movie too. And the fact that business was a bit quiet anyway, so it was time to close the doors on all of that and try, you know, I've always been reinventing myself as we go along. But I miss that, Jess. I don't know, like the Sunny Coast doesn't have anything cool like that. We were the last of its kind. And we were the only true horror store for a while in Australia even. Like people used to, like Abby Cadaver,
Clara,
one
well.
Of our guests. Yeah, she would order from WA. I don't know, maybe I need to open up another shop down the track. I think
it would be sick. You know, I'd 100% be there to scare the shit out of everybody. So
she's going to make a comeback, guys. She's going to make a comeback.
Look out, Sunshine Coast. But going back to that cupboard, I sat in the cupboard and I was doing that with my hands on the door going, but then I'd go, la 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 la. That's what scared the shit out of that big dude. He was out of there, like fucking legged it. Because
like
as soon as I did. I flopped out. So I was leaning up
you
against
flopped
the door.
Out. Okay, so there's more to this. It wasn't just a la 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 la. She flopped out.
With glass.
A titty dropped out. This guy shit blood himself and just did a
everywhere.
Runner. There's like blood coming out of her neck and that's
and just like
out.
Perfect timing because like I could see when the torches were like starting perfect. To get a little bit closer, so I'd flop. But the dude that jumped up on the wall, his missus was wearing high heels.
Oh, no.
And she actually stood on my hand and I still maintained character and I just still laid there looking at them like dead.
Whoa.
And I was like, I couldn't believe that
you.
I did.
That's insane.
I couldn't believe that I didn't like lose my shit.
Yeah,
but
stiletto, far out. That would be painful.
Maintained it. But I think she was more shocked about the fact that her boyfriend went flying up the wall, to be honest.
Aren't stilettos supposed to go through men's hearts? Isn't that what they're designed for, not to go through women's hands?
Well, yeah. I don't think that dude's heart would have been able to be caught at that time. He was.
I've never been attacked by a stiletto. I wonder what that'd feel like. Someone come.
You need to go to a BDSM place, perhaps, and discover.
Yeah.
All I can hear is like the psycho music right now in the shower scene, but it's a chick with a stiletto. Fucking awesome.
Oh,
what else we got, Clara? Keep it going. She'll talk all night.
You've been in three of Chris's films, Daddy's Little Girl, Come and Get Me, and The Possessed. Do you have a favourite and why?
Of course. I'm a bit biased. Of course my favourite is going to be Come and Get Me.
Yeah.
Purely because of the fact that when Chris told us that he was shutting the shop and that he was going to be making this feature film, I was like, yeah, cool, I'll come and audition. And
he
was like,
made the American cover. Look at that. You're on the American cover.
Wow.
Yeah. Chris was actually shocked that I wanted to come and audition. He was like, how is this ditz going to go in a horror film?
But he'd seen you play dead.
I was shocked because playing dead is good because she can be quiet when she's dead. Right? It's like you just have to go, Jess, be dead, and that's it. You don't have to listen to any more shit.
But you've heard her. She's not a quiet girl.
No, she's not. She's definitely not. But she was perfect for – well, you were right. I was a little bit shocked, you know, with the auditions because also I was new, so I didn't know, like, you know, what do you expect? Like friends come and audition. I don't know how this stuff works. And of course, you know, she came in and fucking nailed it because that's what she does. Did we had other people audition with you though, didn't we? Was it Alira in that audition with you, or did you audition on your own? I can't remember.
No, I think I did have someone in there with me, like pretending to like choke me, because obviously in my scene and the bit that I had to read out. I actually still remember the bit that you got us to read out.
Do you?
Can you recite it?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you fucking psychos!
Yeah, and that's in the movie, guys. I'm going to play that in a second.
Fuck yeah!
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you fucking psychos!
It still sounds the same.
I also cracked up laughing in the audition after saying it as well, so... but I loved it because the reason I auditioned for Kate was the kill. I didn't care about the main part. Well, obviously I would have gone for one of the main parts, but I wanted to be remembered for that kill because so brutal.
Yeah, and I love that, Jess, because that horror fans are going to love that too, because that's what a good horror movie, a practical effects movie is all about. Clara, you've heard me say it 100 times. Yeah. No one leaves the cinema going, oh, geez, that horror movie was full of such fantastic dialogue and I really enjoyed it. No, they walk out there going, how good was when that bitch got a photo, or that dude got his head fucking crushed, or, you know, they get so excited about the kills. And that's why I love you, Jess, because that's what it's about. Scream queens and whatnot, they'll say the same thing. They want to be remembered for being a scream queen. Of course, a great actress. But which you are. But if you can get smashed in a film like that, like, you know, head chopped off or whatever, and the audience leave there going, damn, that was a good kill, they'll remember you forever.
Mm. Yeah.
They'll remember you forever. So that makes me happy that you're excited to get your head crushed.
I was. I was like, this is it. This is my bit. Like, there is always, like, you even go back to Paris Hilton's kill at House of Wax. Everyone remembers it, not just because of that, because everyone wanted to see Paris Hilton get a head crushed or belted in, but because it was so brutal. It's like that is the thing that sells a scene is you
so
remember
Paris, wasn't
that bit.
She in House of Wax? Wasn't she on like the pole or something? Went in her mouth or something? Yeah, oh, you fucked her up.
Yeah.
Clara, you're gonna have to watch it. I'm gonna have to start giving Clara a list. So Clara doesn't do horror, Jess. You already know that.
I keep forgetting this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna say this reference and she'll get it.
I think the audience should upload on the Up to Your Nuts and Guts Facebook page in the comments section. Upload little clips of different heads getting smashed or something in horror movies.
Yeah.
So we can get Clara to check them out so she can start getting, you know,
100%.
A little bit accustomed to what
eyeballs
we love
just gonna
so much.
Explode.
Oh yeah. Oh
eyeballs
yeah.
Popping out everywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
So I believe in the show, when you're filming Come and Get Me, there were quite a few haunting and weird incidences that happened, including losing some footage. Do you remember some of those scary experiences and some of the weird things that happened during filming?
There was so many weird and crazy things that happened on that set.
That was just at dinner time.
That was just talking to Chris.
I think one night we all ate cheeseburgers. Like, we had no budget. This was a no budget film.
Most of them. Like, I remember, and it was like it wouldn't be at a normal hour. It'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning after we'd just been shooting all night in the pissing down rain, mind you.
Yeah.
Well, that's a traditional Chris style. When you don't want it to rain, it's pouring.
Oh my God, I got completely saturated in my scene. But the one thing I do remember being the creepiest thing was, and everyone on set saw this, was there was a ghost. There was 100% a ghost. It was.
And for the audience, sorry, Jess, so apparently the property next door, there was a murder. At that property, I don't know, male or female, I can't really remember, but I know the landowners had told, and like there was legit a murder there. So, of course, they've told all the crew on that when we started shooting, there was a murder next door, so everybody's already fucking freaking out.
Yep.
So I don't know if they saw a ghost, so they were just fucking freaking out. But just tell the story. Go on, tell the story.
It was a dude in a white shirt. I saw it.
Yeah, that was probably fucking just a crew member, but keep going.
And you'd be sitting there and you'd just see this, like, silhouette of a dude with a white shirt go past. And
no pants?
I wasn't looking that close because I was getting the
fuck out of there. I had pants on, for fuck's sake, man. I was just walking to the bloody toilet, guys. I was just walking to the toilet.
Oh my god, it was scary, but yeah. Also,
I do remember that though. A lot of people were freaked out by it.
I was only 17.
Yeah, a lot of people were freaked out by it.
Yeah, and obviously also losing an entire night's worth of footage was that
a typical Chris Sun film thing, or was there a technical issue that happened? Like,
no, we just fucked up.
So it wasn't a haunting related thing. It was just someone didn't press record or didn't back it up.
Actually, you know what though? Now that you mention that, Clara, because we recorded on tape, so how the fuck did our DOP lose it on tape?
But also,
we watched it back, and you're right, Jess. We watched it back to make sure it was all good, and it was so good, guys.
It was,
by the way,
so good.
She was all wet. It was raining. She had to slide down this bit, and I'll show you guys. I'll overlay the footage.
Please no.
That was in the movie. Well, the second time wasn't as good. It was a bit rough, you know. Because the first time it was all wet like a mudslide.
I nailed that because I literally fell. It was like boom, 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 boom,
organic,
boom, boom,
so natural. Hill.
Yeah. Oh, she did
the second
good,
time.
Like, no.
Not so organic.
You know what? Nowadays, if I was shooting that, I would get a stunt person in to do it for you. Back then, we had no idea. We're like, Jess, you just got to get crazy down the hill. And she's like, okay, I'll do that. And she
I'd still do my own stunts. I'd probably throw my back out at this age, but.
Hang on. I was talking to Jess today, guys, and she fucking threw her back out waking up from a nap. So no way you're doing your own stunts. Your neck. Wow. Same shit.
How are you now? Like just, a cat?
I don't know.
You weren't there. You weren't present during this napping process.
I woke up going,
oh no.
So there is no way you're doing your own stunts, mate. There's just no fucking way.
I like doing my own stunts.
I've heard you had some pretty amazing special effects, like head makeup and whatnot. Can you describe what your makeup and special effects looked like?
There's been a few. So I've had my head molded a few times.
Yeah.
Then there was also like my head stayed, like there was used several times. But probably.
What she means by that, guys, is we use the mold and then we would pour up little Jess heads. And we stick them on dead bodies. And like there's people out there right now that have got corpses of Jess. It's not her body, but it's her head.
Yeah.
So when we had Slaughter Effects and we would do the special effects, we would just pour up a silicone version of Jess's head, attach it to her body. I'll put one up here again overlay. There's like a full naked version of Jess, but it's not Jess, guys.
It's nummy.
Settle down.
It's nummy.
Just her head. It's just her head. But if we talk about when we molded her head again, this is like a bunch of people amateur hour getting together. So on the day that we had to kill Jess, I'm like, shit, we got to mold her head.
Uh-huh.
So we all go back to my place out at Yandina. Jess, everybody, we mixed up some alginites, acucast to put over her head, and we did this mold, and then we pulled it out, tipped in silicone. What I think, Jess, we had watermelon, all different fruits and stuff that we stuck
inside
your head.
Pasta.
Yeah. To make her brain. Oh, and we did pasta.
I was eating the pasta out of my own head once it was smashed.
Oh. Yeah, she was. That's right. You did too.
She's gone.
That's so awful.
I think we've got a photo of her.
I'm pretty sure it's on the Slaughter Effects website, Chris. Oh. And me.
Yeah, we'll dig it out though. We'll get it on there. So, guys, we molded her head. And by the way, too, I would like to shout out Christian Radford, Sean Trainer, everybody, because they all came, all the actors. They all came and helped us mold Jess's head. This wasn't a team of pros, although we had Steve Boyle do some more pro severed heads and stuff like that for the film. This was one that we didn't have a budget, so we had to make ourselves. So shout out to all the, not only just the crew, but the cast. They would all get involved, and we just made this head. And I remember we molded it, and then Natalie Stanfield did the makeup on it to make it look like Kate. And then I remember getting there that night, and of course, having to crush this head. And Sean was doing such a great job, but I was like, nah, because I made this, do you remember Pinhead? So,
yes, I remember this pinhead well.
You would. So it was this big like lump of wood that I put all these nails in to just crush Kate's head. And I remember Shawnee was doing a great job, but in typical Chris fashion, I wanted more. And if guys, if you watch the movie, which we are rebouncing out a new version, which will be on my Vimeo in the coming months. So, because it's so rare now, guys, we're never going to make DVDs again. So it's very rare. But you've got to see Pinhead and Jess's head. And I'll put a clip up here so people can see it. And again, guys, you know, this might be might turn your head away for if you're watching it. For a couple of shots, especially Clara,
it definitely has the C word in it.
We will beep that out. But the final blow is me. I put the boots on. I went in there and I just had to destroy this head once and for all. But I broke Pinhead in the process. I'm a bit sad about that.
Yeah, it was gone. Rest in peace, Pinhead.
Crying and look at this shit. This is fucking awesome.
But Jess, like being your first movie, going on set and experience everything, and then of course the effects. Like, what did your mum think as well? Like, you know, we're crushing your head. Like, how did she go with all that?
Well, Mum actually didn't last the whole part of my scene, but I think one of the funniest memories I have.
Mum walked out of the cinema, is that correct?
Because she was like, it was so real.
Yeah.
It was so real. Oh, like, you tough. Were so believable that it was like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she, bless her cotton socks, she does not do horror movies. No, so for her to even be there, yeah. Like it was wild. She even came, but she came to support me, but she could not stand through that scene.
Oh. But I remember that.
The funniest thing that I ever had happen was we just finished filming the second lot. So I was all bloodied up. I'd just been dropped home. I was bloodied up. No. I had all my special effects on me. And I'm standing in my kitchen at home and I'm just having a drink of water, having a snack. And my stepdad walked out and turned the light on because he heard the commotion and saw me standing there all like big black eye and like blood everywhere. And he's going, holy shit, what the hell happened to you? I was like, what?
Well, is it just another day in the office?
I'm fine. So that was probably the best experience out of it. But I can't even pick what the best experience out of it all was because it was wild roller coaster and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
We're all learning back then too, so. You know, I think there's a lot of things that make for great memories because we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
And that's what made it so much fun and exciting. So you're right, it is hard to pick one. But I think that, sorry, Clara, before you hit it with the next one, one of the memories that does stand out for me was when we were all there that night and we're at the servo, doing the servo scene with the other actresses. And this is what I mean, like, Jess, everybody just came and helped. Like, that's when filmmaking was so much fun back. I mean, I love filmmaking now. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But it's on another level now.
Yeah.
Back then we just all got together and it was so good. And you remember,
we were
Jess,
a little family and a bunch of mates as well. Like,
we were.
I remember, yeah. you brought it up now. You built such a beautiful foundation.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, no, I just see her on Facebook. I try to ignore her. she just keeps coming back.
She pokes. She's one of those pokies.
But, yeah, she pokes it. But do you remember, though, Jess, you brought up the other day, and I'd actually forgotten, but what's cool about what we get to do and what we did back then and these memories was my daughter and my kids doing the clapper. They were so little.
Vanna
was doing the clapper. And that's one of the memories that when you reminded me of that, I remember that night now very, very much so. Mm. And it's a cool memory because we all shared that. Even though it was my daughter, we all shared that moment and I'll never forget that. So,
yeah.
I appreciate you guys doing it as well, like being there, supporting my kids.
100%.
You know, it was all got into it together.
It seriously, like, even when we weren't filming, like, we were all hanging out at Chris's house, like, all of us were there, yeah. Like, and we'd go, oi, let's go mold this, or like, let's go do this. Oi, how about we do this? Well, going back to the head molding, I had two straws shoved up my nose.
Why?
So these two, well, while they were pouring, so I could breathe.
Oh, right.
Because my whole.
Like, were they waxing it? Like Lebanese.
One of the guys axed.
No. That always looks so painful.
It does, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah.
One of the guys accidentally dropped the plastic straw out of my nose. And I couldn't hear anything because it was all muffled, but I could hear Chris yelling at them, get that fucking straw back in her nose. That's what she needs to breathe.
Like, needs to breathe, you silly bastard. Because all the acucast is going over her nose and she can't breathe anymore.
It was getting poured over my head.
Let's get it back
that
up in there.
That is terrifying. Was that the most horrific thing that ever happened?
No.
Near-death experience? Tell us the most horrific thing that nearly happened to you.
I think in one of the scenes when I was actually where I had to run through, because like they would mark the area where I'd run first, but you kind of just like go for it. And I was running through the bush because one of the game that they would play is you've got to make it to the highway in an hour and you get a minute head start.
Yeah.
And so I had to run. And while I was hiding in one of the scenes, I was actually like perched behind this rock, but I was perched in a massive ant's nest. Like it was huge. And I had all of these ants crawling over my feet.
Oh.
I can pick it when I watch the movie of the scene that it's in because I do like this little tiptoe thing, but I had to try so hard.
Sorry, for all these years I thought you were just a brilliant actress, but realistically you were getting bitten by fucking ants. This was all real. Everything was real.
There was no acting at all. None. And also I think it also played into this part as well with the acting was because it was pissing down with rain. I was freezing, absolutely freezing in my scene. So every single time they would yell cut, I'd have Abby, the producer, I'd have Nat, the makeup artist. They'd be like around me, wrapping me in blankets because I'd just be like trembling.
So he's and really then the method director, isn't he? Like, let's try and really kill them.
It was indie film, Megan, that's for sure.
But it was perfect. It actually did aid in the scene because I was like
more
I was using that. I was using it. I was like, I'm fucking cold and just want to go home.
That's one of the lines. I just want to go home.
Actually, it is.
It probably wasn't even in the script. She probably just said, I want to go home. And we're just like, keep going. This is beautiful.
Keep going gold. It seems surreal.
I think having to do that all over again was pretty like, oh, my gosh, because we, like Chris and I said, we got it all in one go in the first night.
We did.
And then having to do it all over again. And weirdly enough, the whole cake scene, you knew what was coming.
which kind of takes away a little bit of the
rawness,
but you still pulled it off. You still just nailed it. The one regret I have for the movie, I do have a regret for Come and Get Me, and that is there's too much swearing in it. And like the C-bombs and everything. If I could shoot that movie again, I would be more than happy to use the same actors. I would go, hey, guys, let's go back and now that we're more experienced, let's go make this movie. But, Jessica did it a third time. But that's the only thing that I learned from that. There was too much C-bombs. There was too much just everything. Mm. I think that they're like Mikey once, there was like a joke on how many times I said fuck in one scene. And it was crazy amount.
Don't do
it
a drinking game and while watching. Come and get me.
Yeah. So, you know, I definitely want to say to any up-and-coming directors out there that, you know, if you do, you know, just want to make a movie and you've got all your mates and you've got to remember your P's and Q's. And if it's not in the script, which it wasn't, the language wasn't in the script.
So it was so, like, thrown the actors in there.
Just, yeah. And because I was such a bogan motherfucker just swearing anyway, I didn't realize that there was – it was – still am.
That's so cool.
I didn't really listen to these two, right?
We're bonded already.
Yeah. It's a fucking blonde thing, right?
I was about to say, this is what you get when two blondes on a podcast, Christopher.
Yeah, anyway. Moving on then, Clara, next question.
So, well, actually, just quickly.
No, 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 you don't get to talk anymore, right? Oh, what do you got?
Slip it
what do you
in,
got?
Jess,
give
it to slip
me. You were so right with the swearing because I don't know if you remember, Chris, but we actually had, and you're going to have to beat this out. We had real.
That's right. We did too.
Yeah.
We did too. Yeah. It was that bad.
It was that bad.
And I'm not proud of it. No. I really am not proud of it. It wasn't in the script. And as I went along, even with Charlie's Farm, et cetera, I started to make sure there was less. There was swearing in Charlie's. But if you look at the films now, there's less and less and less swearing because I'm trying to be more
mindful
onto that.
Yeah.
There's not behind the camera. Fuck everywhere I go. On screen I'm trying. So just up and coming directors, just keep an eye on that. Listen for its sound, because you don't want to end up like we did, where you just let them go, and then all of a sudden it's gone too far. But I don't regret the actors. I just regret allowing that to happen. Mm. Everything else was wonderful. So much fun.
Yeah.
So
now you can go.
So Jess, what originally inspired you about acting?
Well, acting was always quite fun for me. I'd continually gone to like drama classes when I was a kid, but horror was always my favorite. Like it had always been on my bucket list to be in a horror film.
At 17, you're already on bucket list.
No, I'm going back to like age 10.
Oh wow.
I still remember the very first horror movie that I watched, and it still scares the fucking shit out of me. And
what
it was Jeepers Creepers.
Okay, so
come on,
shut
no,
up,
not
Chris.
To watch
I knew
that.
You were going to laugh at me for that.
Come on,
it's still
all these horror people right now are like harden the fuck up. It was a good movie. It was good, but
the
I mean, come
one.
On,
no,
fucking rubbish. Come on now.
But
peepers.
I'm going to have nightmares now. I'm going to have nightmares.
Yeah, but I want to know though, somebody that had, somebody that had so much talent. Why didn't you keep going? What the fuck? You're a little party chick.
I honestly don't know. I was one of those stupid girls that decided that going out and partying and hanging with your mates was more fun. If I could have changed anything, it would be I would stick to acting, and I would have stuck to going into more horror films or even testing out another genre, which, we'll see. But
it's funny because I was going to ask you what your biggest regret is. So is it the fact that you didn't follow through and just keep pursuing?
Yeah, 100%. Like I would have loved to have continued making films. Like I said before, it was one of the best experiences of my entire life, and I would 100% do it again. Like it was – and not just the filmmaking, like even doing Aussie gore and stuff like that. Yeah. Like it was so much fun.
The shop again. Get into the shops and you can scare more big boys.
Yeah.
If these salespeople actually pay me for my movies, maybe we could do that.
Yeah, that'd
That's
be good.
A whole
good.
Other podcast as well.
So I believe that you're also a mum. Is that correct?
I am. So I am. I have a miniature me.
Oh. So tell me, what's more painful, working with Chris or childbirth?
I was reading the questions and I didn't even wait. Oh,
see, this
whoa.
Is a test to see if Chris reads the running sheet.
What was that question again?
Chris is actually fantastic to work with. I kind of got a little bit babied. I got a little bit babied because
like
I was 17.
Kid
like, I was So while Chris was being director Chris with everyone else, he'd like come over and have a chat to me, and like it was great. It was fantastic. And he'd always have his cigarettes and his Coke, and as long as he had those, he'd be happy.
Chris,
bad. Shush. we all have a past life, right? We were crazy, and I'm sure young Jess was a scab of the Durries too. But and her mum's finding out for the first time. I've always found throughout my career, I've always wanted to protect all my actors on set, and it started back with Come and Get Me. You know, like you did go through a lot, the rain, the weather, everything, and you were just such a little trooper. You just kept, let's do it again, let's go again, let's do this, do that. I remember you being on the ground, you're having to cry, and they're sticking their fingers into your ribs and all this shit, and you
to
just
make you laugh?
Fucking no, to make it scream.
And their fingers in my ribs.
I had a big gash underneath my underneath my rib cage. And I got like stabbed in the process, and they shoved their fingers.
Fuck's sake. Okay, all right, shut up.
Right.
Moving on. Okay, so this next
on. Moving on.
There's gonna be a long beep there, right? There's gonna be like beep. Clara, we have to record a new beep.
Okay. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes. So they were like shoving their fingers inside of the gash. So I had to let out like this massive scream, like blood curdling scream.
Oh, wow.
And it was enjoyable, not gonna lie. But
you did very well. Look, it's you know, like making movies isn't easy on any day, whether it's be independent or, you know, big budget, it's hard. And actors, actresses, you guys go through a lot. Like you really do on set, especially on no budget, you know, films, it's pissing down rain. You can't afford to come back. You got to do it all. You just got to get it done. Mm. And I think that's why I fell in love with you as a performer, as an actress, because everybody was so much fun on that film, but you just, I don't know. I mean, maybe it was because you were young and just, oh, yeah, I'll do whatever you want. I don't know if you do the same thing now. But
those gestures are very much like Ricky Gervais's show.
You gave it everything you had. You gave it everything you had.
Yum, yum, yum.
And, you know, I don't know what the fuck she's on about.
I know. I'm so glad you have no idea the reference.
She's in her own universe right now. Yes, yeah, guys, Clara's starting to liven up. Episode 5, she's becoming a bit crazy. You didn't take
it. It's because I've got another giggly person on board where sort of like...
I do that to people. I have this effect on people.
You say giggly person, I say fucking annoying. you know I love yous. You were definitely brilliant, and I'll always be proud of coming in. I do tell people I call it my rehearsal film. It's something where I learned to become a filmmaker, or, you know, learned how to make films. But from that, there's you, Christian, Sean, Alexis, Kelsey, all the Alira, all these phenomenal humans that I met on this journey in my life that were in and out of my life for some of that as well. Like, you know, we went on to do Daddy's Little Girl and so on. So just nice and quick, guys, because we do have to keep moving and jump into King's questions. But with The Possessed, which is my last film so far, we shot that in 2020, released, I think, 21, 22, can't remember. But I brought Jess back in The Possessed, because if you watch Come and Get Me, if you get a chance to watch it, she's wearing a yellow dress.
Oh, my God. I just realized I'm wearing yellow again.
You are wearing yellow, yeah. she's wearing a yellow dress. The boys drive past, Christian, Will, and Sean, or, you know, Bretto and Johnny in the car. They drive past. Anyway, they kidnap her. They kill her. So go to The Possessed all these years later. I make this movie, and what I did is I brought all these guys back. So Jess is in the nightclub dancing in the yellow dress. Christian, Sean is making out with a woman over there who played Bretto in Come and Get Me. Johnny, or Christian Radford, who played Johnny, is over here. And what you see is this woman in the yellow dress drunk, acting out, but because there's a demonic presence that's making her act out, she gets kicked out of the nightclub. So then you would go back to Come and Get Me. Now she's walking on the road. And then these boys are in the nightclub. They end up getting also the demonic presence goes through Sean and then through another character, Brad, who makes appearances in all my movies somewhere. And then Johnny or Christian punches him out and so on. So
yeah,
it's like this thing that happens. Mm. So it's like an Easter egg. So if you get a chance to watch Come and Get Me or watch The Possessed, I kind of tried a little subtle tying it all together. So, I wanted to bring them all back, not only because I love you guys, doing that, but it was just a cool part of this movie that
it was really cool to do. It was really cool to do. And going back to how it all tied in, that's one thing I took away from Come and Get Me is I have never given the finger to someone beeping at me driving past ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
So again, Clara, in the movie, their boys drive past. They're like, hey, hottie, whatever. They yell something out and she's like, fuck you, and gives them the finger. And that's obviously pisses them off because some guys can't handle rejection. Mm. And,
kidnapped and so on and so forth. So I've never done it again.
This next section we like to call the King's Questions.
Which person would you trade places with for a day?
David Attenborough.
Oh.
Okay.
For his voice?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is quite soothing.
Yeah.
Sorry, go.
No, I was just...
Clara, we said not long-winded answers.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting distracted by my cat. What's your guilty pleasure?
Great British Bake Off.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is it when she puts the stuff inside the donut?
No, it's because they make dirty jokes.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Tell me about your beaver.
Oh, that's the one. Oh, it's so good.
I'm just going to sit back and let these two giggle.
And it's, very funny. It's the same reason I love Nigella Lawson, because there's a bit of that sensual wickedness.
Microwave.
All right, moving on.
Hey, Jess, we should do a podcast together.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I'll drive people crazy.
I think I'm looking for a new host. These two are going to hook up and go make a podcast. What's going on? Like about cooking and donuts and custard or something.
And beavers. All right,
what's the best? We all love a good beaver. What's the best compliment you've ever had?
Good smile.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's true.
What is the worst piece of advice you've ever received?
Fuck.
That's good advice. Sorry. I'm quick too.
Well, that's not something to gloat about.
You know what I think? The worst piece of advice that you ever received was in your head. And I think it was, not to follow through with your acting.
Yeah.
I think you did it to yourself.
I did. I did. That's definitely it.
See, guys, now I have to answer the questions for them too.
I know. You've been doing this for a while.
Here you go. I can answer this for you too. What's something you wish you were better at? Answering questions. but seriously, what is something you wish you were better at?
Following through with things. Okay. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a really good idea. I'm going to do that. Yep. And then I don't.
Then you don't.
Yep. And what never fails to make you laugh?
Fart jokes.
Actually, that's, if we go back 15 years, she's not lying. She is not lying. Anything to do with a fart, this chick just loses her shit.
And you've got a mini you, so there's lots intended. Of it probably around the house.
Oh my god. No, she's worse than I am. She's picked up my partner's sarcasm.
Oh no.
Yeah. Right.
Well, let's move on to some more raunchy wickedness.
Yeah, this is the fun part. The time. So the audience out there knows what's coming. So this is Ed, the book Ed.
Got it ready.
Everybody's got to read some. And Jess, you're so lucky because where I've got you down to, the next person's in a world of hurt.
But yes.
You've got a good section, but I think the next person's going to not be very happy with me. So what we're going to do is I'm going to count you in, and you're going to read your section from the book Ed.
All right, ready to go, believe it or not, Chris. I'm actually ready.
Story time, where our guest does a reading from Ed by Chris Sun.
Under the canvas of a black sky and twinkling stars, Larry stepped from his car and carefully brushed any loose pieces of lint from his dark grey suit jacket. The door to his Mercedes closed with a quiet click and the four indicator lights flashed as he locked the vehicle. The dimly lit street was highlighted by a flashing neon sign above the strip club before him. Larry's smile was almost sinister as he strolled toward the heavy front doors. The quiet of the night was interrupted by loud, thumping music as he pushed it open. The clean night air was replaced by the warm, thick, stale air of the club, whose tables had seen more skin and ass on them than clean rags. The place was busy and the sound of drunken laughter was barely muffled by the music. A smoky haze was highlighted by low lighting and the occasional coloured strobe. A woman sauntered by dressed in nothing but a scrap of material covered her pussy and a thin line peeking from the crack of her ass. Her tits were full and fake, her dark cherry red lips curving into a smile when she noticed Larry's watchful eye. More semi-naked women were entertaining clusters of men as Larry found a seat at the very front of the stage. He ordered a scotch with ice and glass of water, then sat back to watch a stripper sway and swing her narrow hips on the stage before him. Her hair was bright red, cut into a short bob that ended in a blunt line at her jaw. She wore a fire engine red G-string and nothing else. Larry placed a wad of cash on the stage before him and sat back as his drinks were delivered. His eyes never strayed from the stripper as she lowered to a crouch. Her thighs parted to offer a tantalizing view of her covered goods. Her tits swayed inches before his face. He could have easily leaned forward and tongued her nipple, but he remained stoically still and silent. He raised $20 up between two fingers, and when the stripper's face lit with hunger and excitement, he handed it to the waitress with a smirk on his lips. The stripper tried to give him a ridiculous pout and he reached slowly for the rest of his money, slipping it out of reach and under the glass base of his drink. The spiteful look she pinned him with might have made a lesser man shrink back and cower. Larry had never been mistaken for a lesser man, though. He continued to smile, his eyes never leaving the pissed-off stripper. She abruptly rose and spun on her ridiculously high heel. Larry remained impassive as he sat and waited. Finally, Red left the stage and the lighting dimmed.
Yeah.
Of course you made me fucking say pussy. I didn't proofread this either, so that was all a surprise.
I did give you a little bit extra there. But trust me, it gets worse. So the next guest is going to get me in a headlock after what they have to read. But that was really, really well done. That was fantastic.
I just skimmed ahead. Oh, dear.
Don't do it. You should have left it. You should have left it for a surprise.
Oh, I would have forgotten.
She's read the book before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, though, darling, that's it. Like, we've had a it's been great. Going back in time, talking about Come and Get Me, the movies, all that kind of stuff, and of course, you know, you're reading a section of Ed.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
You should get the book. You can get it from slaughterfx.com.au. Check it out. If you're in the US, it's published over there. You can get it all different places, Goodreads, whatever. So you can keep up when we read them each episode.
Keep
but Jess,
how good with the reading.
Yeah, keep up with the reading. Keep it up. Keep it up. Whatever you got to do.
Wow. After reading that bit, I think a few people might keep it up.
Yeah, I think Happy's in for a good night.
So awesome to have on the podcast, Jess.
No worries. It's been hilarious. And I'll see you on our podcast. Hey, Clara.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. Don't tell Chris. Hey, I'm all for custard and donuts. So as long as I get some donuts, happy days.
Beavers.
But Jess, I love you. We got to do this again one day. Yeah. Hopefully the audience has had a great time. You're so much fun. You haven't changed a bit from 17 till now.
Oh, that's good. Sort of.
Yeah, let's get you in a movie again one day. You know, like you still got time. Remember that you're never too old to live your dream.
No, so definitely not. And you can kill me any way you want, Christopher.
Yeah, but I also think that there's other films that are out there that would be screaming to have Jess Taylor get involved. Yeah. So,
oh, yeah,
see how you go and whatnot. But Thank you very much. I love you, Clara. Anything else for Jess before we let her go?
I think I love you too. So, yeah, thanks for coming.
Oh, bless. I think I love you too.
Oh, there's loving.
There's so much love.
That's so sweet. Gosh. Turn us off.
All right, Jess. I'm going to turn you off. All right, guys. Jess, we'll see you next time, darling. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
This interview is proudly brought to you by Goetia Horror Clothing. Goetia awakens the power of the inner self. Summon it.
Fuck, how good was Jess, Clara? Like, what's your thoughts? How good was she?
Oh, my God. She was amazing. She's so lovable. Oh, I hope I get up to the sunny coast and I get a chance to meet her. She was adorable. I'm so glad.
Oh, you don't want to go out with Jess, mate. You'll end up fucking drunk as a skunk somewhere. Bloody too much partying.
Not me. I'm not a drinker, so.
she's a crazy one.
Maybe I'll make her sober.
You're not
sober.
A drinker until you get up here with Jess. then you'll have a great time. No, look, she's
fantastic. Great energy. Just big heart. Just wonderfully fun.
She is. And she's been like that ever since the first day I met her to now. She's never changed who she is, what she does. And you know, how she acts around people. That's who you get. Like, there's no bullshit and there's no filters or anything. That's her. And I love her to death. I always will.
Yeah.
But it was good to get her on the podcast. And that was our first actress or actor, you know, on the podcast. And we're not going to be doing lots of these guys. Like, every now and then we'll bring actors and actresses on, of course. But, you know, I think talking about Come and Get Me as well gives you guys a bit of an idea. Those out there that are wanting to make a movie for the first time and don't have a budget, don't be afraid to do it. Get out there. Fucking just go for it. But get people like Jess and Christian and Sean, all these actors and actresses that I had and the crew, just a fun crew, and go and make your movie, because it's you can do it. If I can do it, you guys can do it. So
it was
definitely
nice to sort of share that evolution of where you started as well, because you guys did it together with that movie. It's nice hearing those stories and the tidbits and the gore of what happened on set.
Absolutely. And it reminds me, like, you know, that it is a family thing. You can involve your family, like remembering, you know, the kids when they were tiny on set, you know, making this movie and stuff. So it's great memories for everybody. So guys, if you've written it, you don't know what to do, pick up a fucking camera, go make it. Just go make it. You know, that's what Quentin Tarantino says. The best film school is making a film.
Yeah.
So guys, go make your movie, and hopefully you can get someone like Jess to get involved and, you know, make it happen for you. However, last week, Clara, like we're nearly done. It's been a great episode and I've had a lot of fun.
I can't even remember but you what had was to do last week.
Last week was the one-liner was, what is it, movies? Movies don't create psychos. Movie makes psychos more creative.
Actually, I haven't.
And I think you did really, really good.
Did I?
I think you did. Like,
I think
in the audience, guys.
A little.
Yeah, like you definitely scared me. Hopefully the guys have commented. They knew what it was, but it was Scream. So I told you it was a franchise. It was Scream, and it's the two guys at the end, Matthew Lillard. I can't remember the other chap's name, the other actor's name. They're like stabbing each other and shit. And he's like, movies don't make, you know, and they get all crazy and shit.
Okay.
So you did really, really good on that one. This week, I think I'm going to have you stumped again, though, this week.
Okay.
Well, it's not hard to stump you anyway because it's horror.
Yeah.
But I might stump some of the audience. I think some of the audience is going to be stumped, unless they Google it because they like to cheat a little bit.
Nope.
But true horror fans will get it. Well, they might not get it. They might go, "Ooh, this is a tough one." So you got your pencil ready? I'm going to give you the line.
Okay.
Yep. All right, I'm going to give you the line. And I'm only going to give you one line. There's actually a lead up to it, but just one line.
Short and sweet. Short and sweet.
Yep.
We all
go a little mad sometimes. That's the line. We all go a little mad sometimes. Now, there's people out there right now, I say this every week, but they're like, fuck, I know this one. And then there's people like, ooh, what is this one?
So male, female?
He's a male.
Old, young, dead, alive, zombie.
No, he's alive.
Okay.
He's very calm in the way he delivers this, you know. Like, there's a little bit more to it, but he's talking to a female, so there's a female in the room.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about, I guess, I'll give you a bit of a hint. It's not going to help you, but the audience, they'll like this hint. You know, I think he's talking about his mother. If I can remember correctly, he's talking about his mother.
Okay.
So she might be a little bit loopy, you know what I mean? So it's not a crazy out there delivery, but it's a strong, it's a good delivery, right? So you're talking to the audience now. The audience is the female, even you dudes out there, you're going to identify as a chick for a minute, right? So you're across screen from Clara, you're on the set, and it's an old movie, Clara. So
okay.
It's not like not modern, it's an old movie, okay? All right, you ready?
I guess so.
In 3, 2, 1, action.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
That was pretty good. Let's do one more.
Okay.
All right.
What do I do?
No, just do one more. Let's just see, because I think the first one was pretty good. But we'll do one more for shits and giggles, all right? For safety. We're going to do one for safety for the
movie.
Am
I a little weird? Am I a weird guy or am I
a you're a weird guy.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you're sweet and you're weird. Ooh. Okay? That's just every bloke, really, isn't it? Okay. In 3, 2, 1, action.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
I like it. That was better.
Okay.
That was better. Oh, I can feel that one. I can feel
I
that
get
one.
To be a man.
You didn't do it in a man voice, though. You could have done it as a bloke.
Oh, I forgot the man thing. Oh. Yeah. Oh, too bad.
All right, let's get one more with a man. Ready?
Oh, no.
No, we're going to do it. Let's just do it. Ready? Clara's going to give us her best man voice. Here we go in 3, 2, 1, action.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
That was all right.
I'm trying to lower my larynx. I've been giggling so much. It's so
Yeah, just too much shit, too much bloody laughing.
Today was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And you know, happy Thanksgiving is it Thanksgiving again?
Yes.
To all the Americans out there, guys, we love you. Clara, you know what to do. And the show, guys, if you know what the one-liner is, comment below. Anything else, please comment, like, support, share. We don't normally say that, but please spread the word. Get the podcast out there now. We need your support to get it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. To you. Tune in next week for another exciting guest. Thank you for listening to Up to Your Nuts and Guts. We have Chris Sun and I'm Clara Helms.
See you next week, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye.